Hi, and welcome to 647, six stories for 7 a.m. because there's a famine of truth in our land, and this is your quick news fix. And the truth starts now. All right. Listen, I'm fresh off a Republican meeting of the Alify Republican Club of Hillsborough County, run by Steve Emerson, who shared with the entire group the surgical proclivities of his family. And I'm wearing this shirt tonight, but I think I'm not qualified. I'm going to have to give it to him. Here it is. Move the mic. No, I got a lot of seniors out there. Okay, enough of that. Take one. Mourners around the world show love for Charlie Kirk. Our media won't tell this story, so I'm going to tell this story. So these are stories from Spain, New Zealand, Germany, England, South Africa, Austria, New York, and South Korea. Did you see stuff about this? No, you gotta dig. Mourners from around the world show love for Charlie Kirk. You can find lots of stuff about England. What you can't get is the number, okay? They do the same thing the Dems do here. J6, I was at J6. It was 2 million people, absolutely peaceful, until things got crazy with the cops at the Capitol. What did the media report?
It was around 150,000 people. Maybe there was a 500,000.
You know, as the day went on, they eventually got it up to 500,000. It was 2 million people. And the same thing, the police in London are saying it was 110,000 people. It's somewhere between 1 and 3 million people. It's the biggest turnout of anything that's ever happened in the history of the country. Enough said. Then in Madrid, Spain, troops began building on Thursday outside the U.S. Embassy, and Kevin Roberts, the CEO of the Heritage Foundation, spoke, and the group just got larger and larger, and the event went on all day. In South Korea, there were memorials built in Incheon and in Seoul. And Charlie visited Seoul and he visited Japan the week before he died. In Sydney, Australia, Charlie and his wife Erica were scheduled to visit Australia to tour cities. They had prayer vigils in that country. In Berlin, Germany, the AfD party, the Alternative for Deutschland, which is the fastest growing of all parties, had tributes to Charlie Kirk. And just a note, this party in the last 5 months has had 7 of their leaders die mysteriously. Okay, so the European Union is behind all of this snuffing of legal elections. So don't think of that group as nonviolent when they quote all this PC Marxist nonsense to everybody. All right, what else on this? There was also a combined prayer vigil in Vienna, Austria, for Charlie and Irina Zarutska, the beautiful girl killed on the train by a madman in North Korea. And guess what? After an afternoon and early evening of worship and candlelight and just wonderful time together, people left, and then Antifa showed up late in the evening and destroyed the memorial to Charlie and Irina. So just so you know, Satan never sleeps. In Pretoria, South Africa, a large crowd spontaneously formed to honor Charlie on Thursday in front of the U.S. Embassy, bringing flowers and candles and personal notes. And even in the heart center of this leftist violence mayhem, New York City, there was a vigil at Madison Square Park with 200 to 300 people on Friday in the afternoon and into the early evening, and Curtis Sliwa spoke. So this is why there's 647. You're never going to find out about this from the conventional media because they don't want you to know. They want this to go away Sunday, and they don't ever want to hear about Charlie again. And wow, are they going to be disappointed? It's all over the world, and it's happening spontaneously. Turning Point's not out there trying to goose all this. These people love Charlie, and God is doing something supernatural with this event, and it's far from over. Far from over, folks. So keep watching. Take two. TikTok sold. Trump says the U.S. and China have reached a deal on TikTok. Trump said trade talks with China have gone very well and that he will be speaking with President Xi on Friday. Scott Bessent has been doing the negotiating over in Europe with the Chinese on behalf of Trump. And Trump, this was all on Monday in the Trumpian dialectic, has said, we have a deal. And he said, we're very close to a deal. And he said, we made good progress on a deal. And we've resolved the issues of the deal. And a deal has been reached. So the first deal deadline was April. Nope. Then they moved it to May, then June. And now the deal deadline is September. So methinks many moons have passed, Kimosabi. We'll see if this actually happens. I don't know. All right, take three. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nothing left to talk about with the left. I want a peaceful national divorce. Say what you will. I love this woman. All right, there is nothing left to talk about with the left. They hate us. That's what Marjorie says. They hate us. They assassinated our nice guy who actually talked to them peacefully, debating ideas. Far too many on the left actively celebrated Kirk's assassination. Honestly, if you go on X, there are some hateful missives on X that have 300,000 followers. That's a lot of sick reprobates in this country. Broken-minded people. Marjorie says, to be honest, I want a peaceful national divorce. Our country is too far gone and too far divided, and it's no longer safe for any of us. What will come from Charlie Kirk being martyred is already happening. It is a spiritual revival, building the kingdom for Christ. But it will happen on the outside, not within the halls of government. Amen to that. Democrats are hardened in their beliefs and will flip the switch back as soon as they have power. And if you are expecting Republicans to fight against evil with the power they currently possess and end this once and for all, you are going to be extremely disappointed. That's it. That is the stone cold truth. As long as we have these rhinos in the Senate, they will vote with the Democrats. They will vote with the devil himself. And they all need to be punished for it. And I wish President Trump would sign an executive order saying every member of Congress is going to have a forensic accounting. And if we find anything that doesn't make sense and you can't explain it, you're going to jail, you bastards. All right. This week, Congress will be voting on another CR. Biden's budget that funds transgender policies, not our Trump policy budget that funds what we voted for. We had 9 months to get that budget done, but for reasons I don't understand or agree with, it wasn't the priority. Marjorie says, government is not the answer. God is. Put your faith in Jesus and tighten your circle around your family and protect them at all times. I will pray for the left, but personally, I want nothing to do with them. Go ahead, Marjorie. All right, take four. There are not many things you can count on, but one thing is for sure. What Democrats touch, they destroy. All right, the case in point here is Burlington, Vermont. I've been to Burlington many times over the years. It's a beautiful, picturesque place. How could you destroy it? Well, they do. You know what? Look at San Francisco. It used to be my favorite city to go to. I thought it was the most beautiful. I haven't been there in 20 years, and you couldn't pay me to go back there. They absolutely destroyed it. So Burlington, Vermont, a beautiful and picturesque college town where the University of Vermont is located. Lefty to a fault, with shoulder-to-shoulder affluent elites, what could possibly go wrong? Can you say lefty goofball policies that foment violence, open drug use, shoplifting, and graffiti? More than 170 businesses signed a letter in May demanding the city intervene before these businesses failed. Think Portland, Oregon, but with that annoying sphincter puckering, tied too tight accent that they have in New England. That was before things went grunge. Now it's even worse. Lefty loon Marxist mayor Emma Mulvaney Stanek, not sure if related to Dylan Mulvaney, the Bud Light takedown queen. Emma says there is no quick solution to the deeply rooted issues. She feels more police presence will increase crime rates. It's a reprobate mind. I keep telling you, this is the reprobate mind in action. This is how she thinks. More police equal more arrests equals higher crime reporting. A no-go in La La Land. Emma is calling for more state aid for mental health and substance abuse treatment. In other words, what we call it 647, Lefty Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Go Emma, you dipshit. All right, take five. What do you do when it's the middle of September and you know you will be broke by the end of the month? Well, if you're a hooker on Capitol Hill, you get with your buds and you hunker down at the trough and you start oinking about a CR, a continuing resolution. In other words, you don't fix the problem. You just figure out how to get more and exacerbate the problem, because all you have to do is put the deplorables further and further in debt. Their grandchildren are already toast. Now they're working on your great-grandchildren. They'll be living in tents thanks to these pigs. All right, so then you engage. After you decide that you're going to do the CR, then you engage in drag queen story hour in front of the media about how we can't keep increasing the debt and how hard they're all working to try to get the debt down. Yep, it's all kabuki theater. Then, like professional call girls, You meet with a lot of leaders on Capitol Hill who want you to vote their way, and you say, I will do whatever you want, but it's going to cost you. So then at 4 a.m. on Saturday, October 27th, they will sign a whorehouse of a bill with last-minute additions like $50 billion for Lindsey and Chuck's laundromat in Ukraine, $45 million for Planned Parenthood for non-abortion services, $85 million for increased security for lefty judges and congressmen and senators. How about $72 million for safe firearms training for transgender activists? That'll be a winner. Definitely. Trump on Monday said that he wants a clean CR. Soon, and Mikey Johnson will get the lipstick out, and they'll put lipstick on all their prostitute pigs, and crying Chucky Schumer will do his best to outbid the whores to get a government shutdown on October 1, and the media will eviscerate Trump. Clean CR. When pigs fly, baby. That's when that's happening. All right, take six. Got two of them here. This is an arms report again. We're studying the advanced reprobate mind studies. This is a sports study. You're going to love it. Question is, what will you do about it? So the NFL told all their teams before this weekend, each one of you will make the decision whether you're going to have a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk. Now, NFL ownership is like 95% lefty, hate America, awful billionaires, right? But their audience is patriotic Americans. So their audience would love to see Charlie Kirk. But guess what? Some teams said, no way. You know who they are? It doesn't even make any sense. The Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Detroit Lions, the Indianapolis Colts, the Minnesota Vikings, they all said no. They all gave a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant when he died. I love Kobe Bryant, but Kobe Bryant was not the figure internationally that Charlie Kirk was. And they have moment of silence for school shooting victims. In other words, leftist priorities, but nothing for Charlie. So, you know what? Here's my rule about everything right now. And it's been my rule for 6 years. I don't give my time, attention, or money to anyone who hates my God, my country, or the Constitution. I used to love to watch NFL football. Won't watch it. Not one game. Okay, because these owners violate my rule. These five teams, you do what you want. But if you're watching football, I would say don't watch their games or wait till the playoffs. Do something, okay? Let these guys feel it. Let them know that they cannot operate with impunity like this. They're just basically sticking their middle finger in the face of everybody who's making them rich. It's disgusting. All right, that's the first reprobate study. This is a follow-up on a celebrity reprobate mind study, okay? We're back to studying Stephen the Atlantic Wolffish King, right? You're going to have to look up a picture of an Atlantic wolffish, but that's what this guy looks like. So Stephen King, this is a Breitbart article by Warner Houston about Stephen King's new movie that's coming out this week called Long Walk, right? It's an adaptation of another one of his books. It's a box office flop in its first week amid his comments falsely accusing assassinated conservative hero Charlie Kirk of wanting to stone gay people to death. Now look, You can't be on Facebook without seeing 100 Charlie Kirk moments with college kids. They're in his face trying to humiliate him, talking down to him because he didn't go to college. All of these things that you think would cause his ire, his temper to flare. No, he gives them all the space and time they want. He's totally polite with them. And he very nicely says, "Look, you're getting ripped off at college. I didn't go. I'm asking you questions. You can't answer them. You haven't even read the books that I've read." He never said this. Stephen King made this up. And Stephen King is a master of fiction and makes up this totally stupid thing. It makes me wonder how many people were writing his books with him. Anyway, The Long Walk featured rabid Trump and Republican hater Mark Hamill, you remember him from the first Star Wars movie, is struggling this week after opening on September 12th. So far, it has only earned an anemic $11 million, according to Box Office Mojo. King is listed as an executive producer on the film. So that thing's toast, okay? And that's the kind of toast I'd love for you to serve to the NFL ownership, but only to those five teams. You'd think a guy who wrote The Shining, The Shawshank Redemption, Misery, Carrie, The Green Mile, all made into awesome movies, right? And this guy should know how the movie business works. But he's got a reprobate mind. He cannot make common sense decisions. You'd think this guy would not cujo his own ass with lip speak the week that his movie's coming out, and he's a executive producer. He's got the most to lose. Well, he's the biggest loser, but we're not the biggest loser. Did I write anything else? The reprobate mind destroys his own movie debut. He sure did. You know what? I don't even like to see it because if he's capable of that, he's capable of worse. And I'm joking about this reprobate mind studies, but I'm not joking about what God says in the Bible. He says he'll try and try and try to open you up, but if you reject him totally, then he gives you over to a reprobate mind, a broken mind. It cannot be fixed once you're given over to the reprobate mind. It's done. You're never going to make good choices from that point on. And we're seeing it. And you know what else we're seeing? We're seeing people all over the country being fired for mouthing off at their jobs. Doctors, surgeons, political leaders, teachers, professors, executives in companies, they're putting them right out the door. So the left has never experienced that. They have always been able to just let it fly. And we all just politely stayed out of the way. No mas, baby. The environment is going to get extremely hostile to these broken-minded people spewing their hate and fomenting violence. Trump is talking today, could sign an executive order claiming Antifa is a terrorist organization. If that happens, then he's going to RICO all these NGOs and fat cat lefty donors who have. Most of the time, they don't spend their own money. It's mostly they get their hands on our money through this NGO process. But whatever, if they roll out that RICO rule, then everybody who's given money is culpable and culpable as a terrorist. So I'm hoping, like this, I'm hoping. And I'm hoping something else. I'm hoping that you are going to like us and share us and make comments and do that uncomfortable thing. People on the right don't like to do uncomfortable things socially, and that is to say, you know what? I'd like you to try 647, but the guy's kind of a jerk. But don't judge me about it. It just sometimes it's good. Yeah, take that chance. Take that chance. You better take some chances. We need to win this thing back big time. You want to fail the midterms? Be shy. Be all closed in about it. I'm not going to say anything. I'll just cut my grass and have a quiet barbecue. No, it ain't going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. Okay? You're going to have to be outspoken, out there, talking it up. All right? That's what we're about. There's a famine of truth. The truth has to get out. There's a famine of the Word of God. I'm sending you the Word of God on the weekends. So let's get on it. And if we get on it, we're going to be blessed. God's going to see it. I'm telling you one thing. We all prayed like crazy, okay? The remnant, the real remnant. Most of the Christians don't even pray. They don't read the Bible. They don't do anything, okay? They just go, yeah, I went to church when I was a child. Yeah, that's not going to do anything. The remnant is praying that God will heal our land. And he will heal our land. But we have to devoutly seek him. And that's not a small thing. That's a big thing. And why should he do it if we're not willing to invest in it? So all of us have got to get heavy on that prayer line. And guess what will happen? He will bless our land. He'll heal our land. He already has said in the Bible, I'm not going to tear down their altars. I'm not going to get rid of these people. You let it all happen by being passive. And now you are going to have to do it. You have to tear down their altars. You have to be the one to speak up and say no more. And if you do that, and if you change your own ways, I'm going to heal this whole thing. And I'll do it in a way that you know it's me. He's already showing us. Satan raised his head and took out Charlie. And everyone was devastated. And what happened from it? 36,000 requests to have Turning Point chapter, new Turning Point chapters, on top of the 9,900 they already had. All around the world, people are going to church. They're seeking Jesus Christ. How do you do that? It's only supernatural. And we're witnessing it all. We get to be here for this event, for this time in history. And I firmly believe that the greatest generation that's in their 80s and 90s and on their way out, God bless them. I hope they all, each and every one of them, ends up in heaven. And there's a new greatest generation coming up from underneath. People that have been besmirched, these folks pre-20, in their 20s, and in their early 30s, they've been called couch potatoes and people who are just lost. Well, they're not lost now. There's been a fire lit under these people, and they are coming out, and you know what? They're going to do. They're going to do exactly what Charlie said. They are going to seek God's face. They are going to believe in Jesus Christ as the only way that they will achieve salvation. They are going to be productive people who work hard. They are going to get married. They're going to have kids. And guess what? Our country's not replacing itself. All this affluence and yuppie nonsense. Every two people has 1.6 child. That's called destroying your own civilization. And Charlie's formula is going to fix that. And these young people are going to find out that's a fulfilling life and not all this garbage they've been fed on television and in movies and on the internet. So, famine of a truth? My gosh, you can't find it anywhere when you go and look for it. You can't even find it about who killed Charlie. It's just a gigantic masquerade of nonsense. And even our leadership on our side can't shut up about it. So you need to seek the truth. You need to keep your mind open. You need to constantly question. I guarantee the picture will be all different by the time we get to Thanksgiving. We'll know the truth by Thanksgiving, and we'll have a real reason for Thanksgiving. And our government better straighten up, because we've been lied to about every major event, and we're being lied to now. And that cannot stand. So do all these things I'm talking about. And you know what? God's going to bless you. So I know that in my marrow, because he blesses me every day. And I'm worse than you. So get with the program, and he is going to bless you. God bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.